welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, March 12th. You'll be interested to know, 113 years ago, today in 1912, Juliet Gordon Lowe established the first troop of American Girl Guides, which would later become known as Girl Scouts, in Savannah, Georgia. This significant event marked the beginning of a movement aimed at empowering young girls through outdoor activities, community service, and leadership development, fostering essential life skills. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Wednesday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking choppy this morning with waist-high sets rolling in. Waves hold around 4 to 5 feet throughout the morning, providing some challenging conditions. Expect the winds to remain sideshore at 12 mile per hour, adding to the bumpiness as the day progresses. Conditions may improve slightly in the afternoon, but the chop is likely to persist. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with a 4-foot incoming high tide, when the southwest swell is 5 feet at 9 seconds. And the sideshore wind is 12 mile per hour. The first high tide Wednesday will be 5.5 foot at 8:45 a.m., with a minus a half foot low tide at 3:30. The near shore buoy at Mission Bay West reads 58 degrees for the water temperature. Thursday through Saturday will experience consistently choppy conditions, primarily due to strong winds. Expect 25 to 30 mile per hour onshore winds on Thursday, easing to 5 to 10 mile per hour by Friday afternoon. Wave heights will peak at 6 to 8 feet Thursday, then fade to stomach to shoulder high by Saturday. Morning sessions will be cleaner, but afternoons will see increasing chop as winds shift. This morning, there's a chance of light rain, and it feels like 53 degrees. With 16 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 6:57, and it will rise again tomorrow at 7:01. It looks like we're in for some likely rain today, with mostly cloudy skies and a high near 63, along with a gentle breeze shifting to the south at 10 to 15 mile per hour. Tonight, expect heavy rain before 5 a.m. with a low around 50. And stronger winds at 10 to 20 mile per hour, gusting up to 35 mile per hour. Looking ahead in the weather, expect rain and a slight chance of thunderstorms on Thursday, with mostly cloudy skies and a high near 58. Friday brings more rain, with a high near 57. Saturday will be mostly sunny and warmer, reaching a high near 62. While Sunday stays mostly sunny too, with a high near 67. Night temperatures will drop to the upper 40s and low 50s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, a man has pleaded guilty to setting fire to the former In Cahoots site in Mission Valley on Christmas Day. Joel Humphrey, aged 47 at the time, changed his plea in court, admitting to unlawfully causing a fire of a structure, a felony that could result in up to 3 years in prison. The fire, which erupted around 10 o'clock in the morning, quickly engulfed the abandoned bar, with flames and black smoke visible from nearby streets and Interstates 8 and 15. Fortunately, no one was inside and no injuries were reported. Sentencing is scheduled for April 8th. Now on to sports. The 2025 NFL free agency is heating up, with winners and losers emerging on day two. The Minnesota Vikings are making a significant splash, signing three high-priced free agents, including Jonathan Allen, for a three-year contract worth $60 million. In contrast, the Dallas Cowboys, despite clearing over $54 million in cap space, have signed minimal impactful players, leaving fans frustrated. Quarterback Daniel Jones has secured a $14 million contract with the Indianapolis Colts, while the San Francisco 49ers face substantial roster losses. Meanwhile, return specialist Kevontae Turpin's three-year contract makes him the highest-paid player in his position. In local sports, last night, the Kings dominated the New York Islanders 4-1 in Los Angeles. Vladislav Gavrikov opened the scoring, while Philip Denault and Quinton Byfield added crucial second-period goals. Drew Doughty sealed the win with an empty netter. Darcy Kuemper's stellar 33 saves kept the Islanders at bay. The Kings are now 34-20-9. Tomorrow night, the Kings face the dominant Capitals, who are 43-14-8, at Crypto.com Arena. The Lakers, boasting a 40-23 record, face the resilient Milwaukee Bucks at Fizzer Forum. LeBron James will be out. In top news, researchers are urging a change in public health advice regarding slushy ice drinks for children under the age of 8. A study examined the cases of 21 children, aged 2 to 7, in the United Kingdom and Ireland, who required emergency treatment after consuming these brightly colored beverages. Most slushies contain glycerol, a sweetener that can cause severe health issues, including shock and loss of consciousness, if consumed too quickly. Recommendations currently suggest that children under 5 should avoid these drinks entirely. Parents are advised to be cautious, as lower sugar content may be misleading. In business news, Ray Dalio has issued a stark warning regarding a severe supply-demand problem in U.S. debt, which he believes could lead to shocking developments. Speaking at Converge Live in Singapore, Dalio emphasized that the White House will need to sell debt that the world may not want to purchase. He noted that the current national debt exceeds $36 trillion, and the U.S. deficit must decrease from 7.2% to around 3% of gross domestic product. He cautioned that this situation could provoke fighting between countries due to rising tariffs and trade disputes. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 4% to about $82,000. Ethereum is up 1% to just under $1,900. And Goatsy's Maximus is up 4% to 5 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. A new study from the University of Western Australia Oceans Institute suggests that we may have surpassed the critical threshold of 1.5 degrees Celsius in global temperature rise as early as 2020. Researchers analyzed Caribbean sclerosponges, which serve as natural archives of climate data, revealing that warming began approximately 80 years before the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change estimated. While some scientists express skepticism about data from a single region, the alarming trend persists, With January marking the hottest month on record at 1.7 degrees, above pre-industrial levels. Urgent action is needed to address this escalating climate crisis. Entertainment news. In a significant announcement, Spotify revealed it paid $10 billion in royalties in 2024, marking the largest annual payout to the music industry. The Swedish streaming giant reported that nearly 1,500 artists earned over $1 million each from the platform last year. This payout has grown dramatically, increasing tenfold from $1 billion in 2014. Spotify faced a lawsuit in the United States, accusing the company of underpaying songwriting royalties, but a federal judge in New York dismissed the case earlier this year. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American entrepreneur and motivational speaker, Jim Rohn. And he said, "Either you run the day, or the day runs you." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.